94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. One Castillo with you. Now it's time for me to stop the music and talk about some positive things that happened in our community. I got on the line coach of the Yale basketball team, the men's basketball team. James Jones is on the line, going to his seventh appearance in the NCAA tournament this Friday against Auburn. How you doing, my brother? Congratulations.
My former neighbor, Juan, I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Everything is real good. So, brother, let me say this to you. You know, you got a bigger team this year, right? Is your team bigger this year?
Well, we have 7-footer, and we've never had one of those on the team before. So we feel really good about him. We have another kid who's about 6'10", 6'11". So we got a pretty big squad basket.
Yeah, Danny Wolf did real well in the tournament. And you had a close one there with the Ivy League. Look, the Ivy League, man, people need to stop looking at the Ivy League like they do. You needed to be really put into a higher seed, I believe, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of people look down upon us. We're a really good league and a really good program. Our conference rated the 12th or 13th best in the country. So, you know, and none of the real good teams want to play us, so. You know, we get our chance now to play one of the big boys, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, talk to me about some of the plays on the starting team, and talk about Nolan in particular, man. He did his thing on this last in the championship game.
Yeah, we have five guys who average double figures, and all of them are really good players. Matt Noling is from the East Cap. He won a state championship, and you know he didn't lose any games in high school, so to speak, and real player, feathery touch. He's a senior, and he's going to be graduating, and he has one more year eligibility where he can go play elsewhere. And don't get screwed up if he ends up at UConn. That makes him for him. And, you know, our point guard, Bezen Bang, was the defensive player of the year, really good player, athletic, tough, and strong. And, you know, he's been really good for us. August Mahoney is our best three-point shooter, and he's done a really great job. He shoots 40% from the three-point line, done a really good job. And then John Pulikidis, who's another 40% three-point shooter. And those guys have just been great for us and leading our team, and really looking forward to see if we can make some noise this April.
Now, you've got some experience in these tournament games. Tell me, what do you tell your team? I mean, you're playing on Friday, so you got a little rest, a little extra time there to prepare and all of that. What do you tell your team going into something like this?
I just want us to be ourselves. We understand the right way to play, and we just want to make sure we go out in the right way. That's what's really important. Don't get outside yourself. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Just kind of things that we've been doing all year. And, you know, if we're good enough, good things will happen.
That's great. Well, listen, brother, all of us here are so proud of you and the team. Please send our regards to the whole team, and we're going to be rooting for you on Friday, my brother.
All right, Juan, thank you very much. You be good.
Absolutely. Juan Castillo with you. It's the Rhythm of the City, 94.3 WYBC.